Parshas Shlach, as we enter into Min Hizmanim, into the summer months, the Rishiv always tells us that during the Zman, during the year, we have different things that weigh us down. A person might have classes, he has other obligations, but come the summer months, especially for those who have a little break in between when they start their summer job, there's a lot of time on our hands. About that person's going to spend some time with his family, maybe some friends, but there's so many hours in the day. Let's make sure we fill those hours with Lumina Torah, with tefillah, and really make the most of that time. So Parshat Shlach begins. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. Hashem speaks to Moshe and he says, Shlach lecha anashim vayisur es ha'aretz Kanaan. Send for yourself anashim men vayisur es eretz Kanaan, and they should spy out the land of Kanaan. Kanaan's Eretz Yisrael. And if you continue a little bit later, in the Parsha, the Pasuk Gimel, it says, who were these men that they sent? Right? It wasn't the bottom of the class. It says, Vayishlach oisam Moshe midbar paron al pi Hashem, kulam anashim rashi v'nei Yisrael. Heimel. They were the rashi v'nei Yisrael. It was the leaders of Klal Yisrael. It was the heads of Klal Yisrael. These were the people that were sent to spy out the land. And if you look at Rashi there in Pasuk Gimel, Rashi says Kulam Anashim. Rashi says Kol Anashim Shibimikro Lashon Chashivos. Rashi teaches us a rule. This is a rule that's not going to apply just in this pasuk, but across Mikra, across Chumash. Wherever Rashi tells us Kol Anashim Shibimikro, wherever it says the word Anashim, Anashim means men, and wherever it says Anashim, it's a lashon of chashivus. It's a lashon of importance, of something that's chashuv. Why? V'osa shok sheirim. Because at that time, they were still kosher. You'll tell me, we know what happened with the Meraglim who spied out Eretz Yisrael, and we know they gave a negative report on the land, as we'll soon discuss. But at that time, before they were sent to the land, they had the madrega of anashim. They had the madrega of being chashuv. They're on the level of being chashuv. So therefore, they get the title of anashim. As the pasuk says, anashim rashi b'nei Yisrael. They were men who were the leaders, the heads of Klal Yisrael. Very good. So on one hand, we see that who was sent into the land of Canaan, into Eretz Yisrael, in order to spy it out to see, is this a befitting place? Is this a place that Klal Yisrael should now set up and live for generations? And it wasn't just anybody, it was the Anashim Rashi V'nei Yisrael. As Rashi tells us, Anashim means that these were very important people, very chashuv people. Now, if you fast forward a little bit, a few more psukim, if you go forward to still Perek Yud Gimel, and you go to Pasuk Chaf Zayin, and we read a little bit. We see what was their report. After they went to Eretz Kanaan, Eretz Yisrael, and they spied out the land, they came back and they told Klal Yisrael their findings. It says, Vayisapru, again, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. It says, Vayisapru loy, Vayayimru, Bonu el Eretz, El Aretz Asher Shelach Tanu, Vegam Zavas Chalav Dvash Hu, Vizeh Pirya. Right, they brought the fruit, so they showed him. But they said, look, we have come to this land, and yes, it's true. There's zavas chol dvash, it's flowing with milk and honey. He's a vizet piria, and these are the fruits. They brought the fruits back with them to show them the fruits, the actual fruits. But then they said, so they gave a little bit of praise to the land. They said, yeah, it's a er zavas chol dvash. It's a land flowing milk and honey, very geschmack. But then they said, efes ki az ha'am ha'yoshev be'aretz. He says, but you should know there's a very strong nation that's dwelling in the land. The ha'arim butsurois gedolos, and the cities are butsurois. Butsurois means that they were fortified. It means that they had their walled cities. They were hard to penetrate. It wasn't going to be easy to break into them. And they were gedolos, they were very big, ma'od. The gam yilidei ha'anok re'inu sham. And we saw the offspring of the anok, of the giants. We saw these people were huge. And then they said, Amalek Yoshib Be'eretz HaNegev. And Amalek is dwelling in the south of the land. Now, if you look at Rashi there, Pasuk Chavtes, where it references Amalek. It says Amalek Yoshev v'goymer. Lefi sheniskavnu v'amalek kivar has kiruhu miraglim. You know why the Raglim mentioned it? Because they had already been shenichvu, as Rashi says. Lefi shenichvu. Because they'd already been burned by Amalek. Right, Amalek, at this point, they already passed the battle with Amalek. But Amalek in the Midbar came, we know Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael. Remember we talked about that by Parshas Zachor, by Refidim. They came to Refidim, right? Because we said that Klal Yisrael was Rafu Yedeim and Atarim. They had weakened their self. They had loosened their self. They let back a little bit. They laxed up a little bit. And that caused for Amalek to come and attack them. So it was a reminder. You should know those people that were attacking you earlier, they're there. They're dwelling there. You're going to have to deal with them too. So Rashi says it was in order kadesh liyarim, to make them fearful, to make them afraid. So we see that on one hand, there were anashim gedolim, these are very chashiv men that were sent into the land to spy out the land. And on the other hand, we see they came back with a report that is a negative report on the land, a report that scared Klal Yisrael. So that's enough for the Hakdama to have an idea of what happened in the Parsha. Now there's a sefer here, there's a sefer called Zichron Shmuel. It's a sefer from a Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, Rosh Shmuel Rozovsky. And in the back of the sefer, he has different sichos, different shmuzim he gave, and in Sicha Yotes, he points out that on one hand, as we saw in the Parsha, these were anashim gedolim, these were great men. As Rashi says, they were very chashuv. This is before they came back with a negative report. And on the other hand, look at the devastation that came out from such a report. He quotes different chazals. He quotes one chazal that says that it's based on the Gemara Tainus. And then on one hand, he says the Meraglim, when they spoke, when they came back, it says there was the Bechia Ha'am Belailahu. It says that they cried. They cried. Let's see if we can find here. Sukim. Here. If you go to Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayivku ha'am balailahu. It says, the people, the Am, the nation, Vayivku, Lashon Bechia, Vayivku Ha'am Belaila, who they cried on that night. And Chazal tell us that that cry that they had, the Gemara in Tainus tells us that they cried a Bechia that was Bechina, meaning it was for free, meaning it had no basis. Just we say this idea of basis hatred of it's bechinam there's nothing backing it. So too here it was a bechia of bechinam. They cried. There was no basis for what they were crying. They were so scared to go into the land. But Hashem he told them this is what you should do. He's going to protect them. So the Gemara in Tainus tells us, and this is a Chazal that's quoted in here in the Zichron Shmuel. He references Chazal that there was a bechia that night. But that led to a Bechia L'Doros. I mean, that crying that they did on that night, when they heard that report from the Meraglim, that crying led to a crying for generations. Because it led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Gemara Tainus tells us that Hashem said, you want to cry a Bechia Bechinam? You want to cry for no reason? He says, I'm going to give you something to cry about. And that's why it was decreed. And that night there would be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and that would give something Klal Yisrael to really cry about. That was nothing to cry about, Bechinam. That was a real loss in our history, the real loss for Klal Yisrael, and that would be a Bechia, a crying that would not be Bechinam. So it was sort of Midah Kenegimida. So on one hand, an outcome of the negative report of the Meraglim that caused Klal Yisrael to cry and to be so scared led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's another Chazal he quotes, and the Medrash says like this. It says, "Anashim gedolim hayu." They were great men, as Rashi says. Anashim means they were chashiv. They were important. Ella She'asu es atzmon ksivim, but they made themselves into fools. And this is based on a pasuk in Mishlei. In Mishlei, Perik Yud, pasuk Yorches, the pasuk says, Umotzi diba hu ksil. A person who's moti diba, he brings out, meaning he says diba is lashon hara, hu ksil, he's a fool. A ksil is a fool. Therefore, we see that a person speaks lashon hara, a person slanders, he's a fool. And so therefore, the Medrash Rabban in Bemidbar tells us, as quoted here by Rosh Mozovsky, that when a person, even, he says, on one hand, they were great, right? The Medrash tells us they were nashim, Gedolim, but they made themselves into fools, right? Because they came back with a negative report and they spoke lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael, they made themselves into fools. So Rosh Shmuel Rozovsky here in the Zichron Shmuel, he goes on and he points out, we learn an incredible thing here from what happened with Meraglim. He says, you see, you can have somebody who on one hand, they could be great people, very chashuv. But on the other hand, there is an ability to fall, to, as the Medrash says, become a fool. So how does that happen? He goes on to explain, how does that happen? And he says that if a person doesn't put up guards, a person's not shomer himself, he doesn't put up guardrails, a person can easily slip, he can fall, and he can come off of his madrega, off of his level, off of his high level, and he can even fall, going from becoming a chash of a person to becoming a fool. He says here, he says, "Alz mibli masim mishtautim alav yitzrei libay v'hu alo l'radas maroim darga adargas ksiyum." If a person, he doesn't have a way, he doesn't try to protect himself. And we'll explain in a minute what that exactly means. He says a person's able to go from being on a high darga's marum, on a very high level, until becoming the darga, becoming the level of a fool. Mamish, he says. And that's what we see. The Anashim Gedolim Hayu, they were Anashim Gedolim, Elosh, Asu, Atzma, but they made themselves into fools. He says, Osi habrira himedes bifnei adam, kol echad lifi arkohu. Again, every person is going to be according to, you know, his madriga, his level. But he says, we each have that in all of us. Everyone has two sides. There's two sides. He says, "Mitzad echad on one side, kol echad ve'echad yesh loy bechinas anashim gedolim." Everyone can be great. Everyone has on one side of them. They could be anashim gedolim. Think about it. That if we think, where were we at the beginning of this man? Who were we? What were our desires? Who did we want to be? What were the efforts we wanted to put in? And look, so many of us now. You look back at the end of the year, and you look and you think, okay, beginning of the year, maybe for some people, I just showed up this year. I came. No, I did what I did. And, you know, I came to Seder. I left Seder. I came this year. I left here. And whatever happened. But by the end of the year, there are people, I don't want to just show up. I want to understand. I want to make a roshim on me. I want to grow. I want to become a bentara. You're a different person. That we reach high levels. We became anashim gedolim. We became chashuv people. Over this year, we really worked. We hard people. They came night after night, even though there were finals, even though there were tests, even though there were other things that could have pulled us away. But we came. So many people came this year consistently, night after night, whenever they could, whenever they didn't have other things in that slot scheduled. Therefore, we really grew. We became anashim. Anashim, Rashi tells us, stop, when it says anashim, it means a person's chashuv. We became anashim, became chashuv. We reached high levels. The question is now, what's going to happen? We have to be shomer that. We have to protect ourselves. Now, how do we protect ourselves? We put up guardrails. What are guardrails? Guardrails mean the person, he plans out his day. He knows where is he going. He knows what what challenge he may face. When a person thinks he's misboning, he thinks, I'm going into this place. I know I might have A, B, and C challenge. How can I deal with those challenges? What can I do to avoid those challenges? Right, there are so many times a person, he walks down the street, and there are two paths he can walk. He has to get from A to B. He has to get to B. He could take one path or another path. Now, one path may be a little shorter, but he might be exposed to many more challenges. One path may be longer, but maybe he's exposed to less challenges. But if he doesn't sit and think about it, he's never going to choose to pick the path that has less challenges. And that's true with everything in life. We have to think, right? A person, you know, says, yes, if I'm going to stay up to 1 in the morning, I'm gonna wake up late. I'm going to miss chakras. Of course, a person has to sit and to think, what makes sense? How am I going to set myself up for success? Right? Who can I learn with? Do I have a friend that I could call? Maybe I have a chavrusa for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Okay, a person can't learn for 2 hours later on the phone, I understand. But a person can set up a few different chavrusas during the day, call a friend, learn for 20 minutes, learn this safer, learn that safer. It doesn't have to be Gemara B'in. It doesn't have to be, you know, even Gemara. There's so much time during the day we have to set ourselves up for success. That's how we make guardrails. If we make guardrails, we're shomer ourselves. Then we can keep that madrega being chashuv. Because on one side, we, as Rishmul Ruzovsky just told us, on one side, we all have this chashivas inside of us. We all have this. We're important people. We got into a high level. We did a lot this year. We really worked on ourselves. And I think a lot of people came, at the end of the year, they ended on a high note. And let's keep that going through the summer. But he says, but mitzad, mitzad sheni. He says, but on the other hand, mibli ma'amitz ritzin, mibli machshav ritzin. Mibli bekeres atzmis hu ola lahafuch l'ksil utipish. That if a person, he doesn't strengthen himself, he doesn't fortify himself, he doesn't put his mind in the right place, he doesn't put up those walls to protect him, that roof to protect him, he's setting himself up to possibly become a fool, to fall into becoming a fool, to make foolish mistakes. All it takes is one wrong turn, and a person can just, he gets to a high level, but that sometimes the higher you go, the bigger the fall off the cliff could be. Right? You know, think about it. You know, person, he goes to take a trip, you know, he likes to see the nature, he likes to go to the mountains, he likes a good hike, and he wants to look at the Niflei Sabore, Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem, look at all the great things that Hashem created. Avada, we have to appreciate the greatness of Hashem. But, you know, you ever notice something? Now, cancer is always true. I haven't been on so many nature walks in my life, but, you know, whenever you see those high peaks, usually there's some type of a guardrail. Again, we're talking about on the path. A person veers off the path, then he's already in dangerous land. But a person, he's more or less, he's on the path. And when he's on the path, he gets to the top of the peak, and there's a guardrail. There's a guardrail by the edge of the cliff. And he wants to see what's down there. He wants to get a good look at all the scenery. So he gets close to the guardrail, but there's a rail. It's protecting him. It keeps him from falling. Now, you have some people, now, they really want to get a good look. And what do? They step over the guardrail. They go to the other side. That is very dangerous territory. That you can't do. Person just took down the guardrail, and now, chas v'shalom, could fall off, and he's off the cliff. Who knows what's going to happen? We have to have those guardrails. We have to be careful. It's the summer months. There's a lot more time. And we have to make sure you can sit down. You can sit down. You can make a schedule for yourself. Right? Whether you're working, whether you're not working, whether you're in school, whatever you're doing, you sit down, make a schedule. A schedule that you think that you could stick to. Okay, the schedule might change a little bit after you get into your mode and you see what you're doing. But that's the step. Step one is just to say to the Yetzer Hara, I'm not going to let you in, right? I'm going to sit down. He doesn't want you to take step one. He doesn't want you to take the time to sit and to make a schedule, as we talked about in the past, right? When it comes to Klal Yisrael, when they were under the servitude of Paro, and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron came and said, let our people go and serve in the Midbar. Let them go serve Hashem. What did Paro immediately do? He said, he took away the straw. He said, you're not working hard enough. If you have time to think, to use your head, to think about possibly going to serve your God, you're not working hard enough. He said, I'm going to work you harder, so you're so busy. You're so busy, you're not even have time to think about that. And that's what happens to us. We're so busy doing A, doing B, doing C, we don't even sit down to think, how can I better myself? How can I have a more productive summer? How can I have a more productive day? And the unfortunate thing is, we're busy with nothing. If we sit down and think about how much nothing do I do throughout the day, we're busy with so much nothing. And if we can cut a little bit of the nothing out and add it with something, but more than something, nitzchias, eternity, Torah, olam haba. But it's not just olam haba, it's olam hazeh. The Torah is olam hazeh. When a person, we talked about, right before we left, when a person does chasara and he gets that real mesikas, that real sweetness in Torah, it's olam hazeh. You should be zeichet madreg, it's olam hazeh. When a person can sit down and learn, and he just tastes the sweetness of Torah, it's olam hazeh. We should be zeichet to grow, to continue to grow throughout the summer, and don't think just my yeshiva, I can't do it anymore. But no, you can grow in the summer, whether you have an internship, whether you're working at a camp, whether you're taking class, doesn't matter what you're doing. When a person, he spent this year steiging, he spent this year trying to grow, he became a noshim, he became men of greatness. But let's not make that fatal mistake, and we don't put up those guardrails, and we don't set ourselves up for success, and then chas v'shalom we fall, becoming a fool, becoming a ksil, right? But the only way to do this, we have chizuk, right? That's why we're hopefully going to try to get together to have shmuzim and to have a parsha shir. We need chizuk, right? We need chizuk. You know, everybody can always reach out. You know, before we left, I really encourage everybody to try to learn the first three prakim of Mishnayos, Bamitzia. Hopefully, some people started already. And we ended off starting a little bit of Mishabura. I think we did Kaf, Tafkuf, Nun, Beis, which was the halachas of Erev Tishabav. We should be zeichet to continue to grow and be mamshech. And if you have any questions, you can go and you can always reach out to me. And we can do chazara and anything you've already gone over before. Have a good Shabbos. Be zeichet to continue to grow throughout the summer.